Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
So, Asia, where are you at? Tell us about your new product in your store.
So right now I am at the Skinny store. We just got the sign and we have been painting all day today, all this morning till now. Okay, so that's what's going on now. We are here with several beauty devices. Let me show you one. This one is the newest. I'm sorry, I had to step away. This one is the newest. It is the Skinny Gold and it melts fat beneath the lower layers of the skin using the new latest technology of radio frequency, and it also has LED light. I'll pick it up, take it out. See that?
Oh,
wow. Spa cost. You can use this in the comfort of your own home as often as 3 times a week, and in as little as 12 to 14 days, you'll see results.
Okay,
and
where can you
with the skinny cream?
So tell us about like how to use it. You need the device plus the skin cream, correct?
Yeah, let me get the skin cream. I'm sorry, I'm in the store and we're getting ready for the grand opening. All right, so this is the skinny gel. It's a slimming gel and it is to be paired with the Skinny Gold or the Skinny Pro Max, which are devices that use radio frequency and the LED light that goes beneath your surfaces of your skin, like the lower surfaces, and ridding you of, and it even diminishes cellulite.
Oh, that's awesome. So yeah. is this home device, like, does it need to be recharged? How do you keep it going?
But yes, it comes with a charger. It's got a direction book inside of it, like telling you the usage, how often you can use it, and where the best place for you to use it, which of course is in the comfort of your home. That's what it was designed for. So you would charge it overnight. You are not to use it while on the charger. Like I said, there's a direction book or booklet that comes with it to give you insights, pointers on how and when to use your skinny device.
Okay, awesome. So where can people purchase the Skinny Pro Max Gold?
But you'll purchase it online at theskinnystore.com. And skinny is spelled S-K-I-N-N-I, as close as you can see here. And, or you can go online. Oh, no, that is online. Theskinnystore.com. Or you can come into one of our stores, the Skinny Stores.
Okay. Okay, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Asia. And let me know, like, why should women utilize this device?
You should use it because I said so. No. You should use it because it works. You should use it because not only is it, like, just the smartest thing in the world to do, but you're cutting your spa costs. So that's, like, the economic thing to do. You are going to be seeing results just as you would if you were going into your typical medi spa that use this same device. It may be a little more potent. You are not going to see surgical results, but you will be able to maintain and, you know, keep the curves and contour and just, you know, keep everything at bay and keep those dents and unsightly dimpling that we don't want. Yeah. Summertime is coming, vastly approaching upon us, and what we have to do is get on top of this thing. Let me get the device again.
Okay. All right, everyone. That is Asia Mian with the Skinny Pro Max Gold. There is the Skinny Pro Max Gold, and the Skinny Pro Max is a home fat cavitation device that melts this fat away. And thank you so much for watching. Thanks for being with us, Asia.
All right. Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through leveraging search engine optimization and technology. This podcast is for entrepreneurs and business owners of all sizes. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio and iTunes with Shiny Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Please follow us online at SEOQueen.com and all social networks at the SEO Queen. Make sure you pull out your phones if you're not already on your phone and follow us on Instagram at the SEO Queen. So my next guest is the founder and CEO of LiveLiveEntertainment.com. And I'm really excited to be interviewing this mover and shaker that is making a splash in Orange County, California, with some phenomenal, phenomenal events, community building, and much, much more. So I would like to present to some and introduce to others, none other than Reverend Thomas. How are you?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So thank you so much for asking. So tell me, how did you start your entrepreneurship journey?
Well, I first started in Germany. I was over there in the army, and I decided to give me a piece of stereo equipment. And in Germany, you get the nice elaborate system. So I got a system, started doing DJing on the post there, on the base, for the military. Then when I left and came to the States, I started being on the radio, and then I got connected with the William Morris agency, and they started doing, they was already doing the summer concert series. And so I got involved with the summer concert series and started picking up artists and taking them to the airport, got connected with a lot of artists and befriended them. They befriended me. So I started finding out that they was having issues with getting paid, being on the road all those months and years and come home, don't have no money. So I started doing concerts directly with the artists, paying the artists directly. And that just evolved into me producing my own events. I did a radio show and they picked it up. They liked it for 3 or 4 years. They picked it up again and syndicated it. Then it put me on a Soul Train musical show, and I started doing Gospel Soul Train. They liked that. It just evolved into producing my own entertainment events.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. So, you know, the entertainment industry is definitely going through a lot of shifts. What are like three opportunities that you see in the entertainment industry for independent artists right now?
The ability to get on stage with those national known artists and capture their audience. That's one opportunity. Another opportunity is, if this is what I see a lot of independent artists is lacking, it's a fan base. You build up your fan base doing more and more local shows, local. You get your local fan base and then you can move on to the national artists. So that's another opportunity. And another opportunity I see is on Facebook, just putting your stuff out there on Facebook.
Okay, so do you see that the engagement with music is pretty notable on Facebook for independent music artists right now?
I see it's a way to reach them. To be real noticeable, you have to perform. Because when you're performing live, that's where you engage with the audience. When you're on social media, you really can't engage with the audience, and you can cut it and redo it and redo it and redo it. But when you're live, that builds your craft up, and you engage with the audience eye to eye.
Okay, that's awesome. So how has technology change your business? Like, I know you started out in radio and now you're doing live events. So what role has technology played in your endeavors over the years?
The way that it changes, where before, when I first started, we relied on the street team.
Mm-hmm.
That's boots on the ground, passing out those flyers hand to hand, putting them in doorways, putting them in people's hands, putting them on their cars, going to all the different events. And now with technology, you can do almost all of that stuff sitting at home and have a bigger reach. You know, you go to an event that has 10,000 people, you may put flyers on 9,000 cars. That's quite expensive. But if you on social media, you can probably reach 2, 3, 4, 5,000 people in 15 minutes, 1,000 people, 10,000 people through just one click of a button.
Wow, that's amazing. So my question to you is, what concerts do you have on your schedule?
Well, my schedule, I have coming up next week, I have Sons of the Temptations called Sons of Legends. We're raising money for our feeding program that feeds 2,000 people weekly. We're raising money for that. I'm bringing in Sons of the Temptations, David Ruffin Jr., Paul Williams Jr., Gerald Leonard Jr., I'm bringing in Daryl Strawberry, bringing in the prison doctor. His father was Eli Fontaine, from started the Dramatics. That's his son. So I'm bringing that concert in and next week. In a couple months, I'm doing This Is My Rhythm at Pearson Park, downtown Anaheim. We're bringing in music from all different decades, bringing in food from all different continents. And then later on, I'm doing the first ever Juneteenth event in the city of Buena Park on June 19th. And then in August, I'm doing a tribute to Paul Williams, the one of the Temptations, the founder who committed suicide. Then in July, I'm doing an event with the mayor of the city of Anaheim, doing a 100 vendor, 2,500 back to school backpack giveaway. And then in October, I'm bringing in the Temptations, the Intruders, and the Manhattans, all on one show in downtown Anaheim. And those are just a couple of them. There's many more, but those are some of the highlights.
Okay, that's awesome. So my question to you is, like, you know, this concert that you're doing on Saturday, February 17th, it's, you know, when we were talking before we went live to record the interview, you shared with me that the mayors of some mayors in Orange County are supporting this. So can you tell us a little bit more about the municipal involvement in the supporting of this feeding program and fundraiser that you're doing?
I sure can. Thanks for that question. It's wonderful, wonderful. Yet in Orange County, in the city of Buena Park, they never ever celebrated Black history. The other cities like Anaheim and Santa Ana, they celebrate Black history. But Buena Park never did. So last year, because of our feeding program, they gave us a proclamation stating that from this day forward, every year, February, the whole month is Black History Month in the city of Buena Park. So by doing that, I created this fundraiser for the feeding ministry, because that's what got them recognizing us, that the first ever Black history event in the city of Buena Park. By me working with the city of Anaheim, Santa Ana, and Buena Park, I'm in connection with those mayors. So I invited all the mayors out, and this is on their calendar. The mayor of Buena Park, she's going to speak. She's going to give a speech at the event. We invited out the governor, Governor Gavin Newsom. His deputy director is in contact. He hasn't RSVP yet, but he's been talking with me about him coming down and being a part of this event. We got the city manager from Buena Park coming, city council members from Anaheim and Buena Park coming, and the mayor of Santa Ana, she's on our list to come, but she unfortunately has another event. But all those mayors are on in connection and support of this event, the first ever Black History event in the city of Buena Park.
Well, that's so exciting. You know, I have to tell you, as being born and raised in LA County in the city of Long Beach, I can tell you, when we think about Orange County, we typically think about LA County doing the Black history better. But I'm just so grateful that Orange County is coming up a little bit higher. So tell me a little bit more about your feeding program, because this is just really exciting. Like, you know, we do have a homeless crisis now. Food insecurity is definitely an issue. So how did this feeding program get started? Give me the details on this ministry.
Okay, the feeding ministry, it started from my heart, you know, because I was raised up in a community where we had enough food. You know, our neighbors was David Ruffin, Stevie Wonder. I'm from Detroit, Michigan. So we had enough food. But once I left home and started talking to other people, started realizing that everybody do not eat three meals a day. Everybody is not able to buy the food that they want to buy. So it just touched my heart to just find out how I can help. So in Buena Park, we walked the neighborhood to let people know we're thinking about starting a feed-in program and what did they think. So one of the comments that I got most often was that in their family, the one that works eats first, then the kids eat, and then the mom normally eat what food that she was scraping off the kids' plate that they did not want to eat. So I asked her, so are you saying that you ate the leftovers? She said, no, we never had enough for leftovers. So the only food that was left over for the mom to eat was the food that the kids did not want to eat. So my comment to her was, so you're eating trash, what they're throwing away. She didn't want to say yes, but teary-eyed, some of them did say yes. That touched me and that bothered me. So I decided to pray about it, see what God said. God led me into making sure that that lady had enough food to feed her family for the week and that she got a good meal at least one day of the week. So the Lord put on my heart to start our feeding ministry on Mondays at lunchtime when the husband is gone to work, when the kids is at school. So we feed from 12 o'clock to the last cars in line, sometimes 4:30, 5 o'clock. But we feed on Mondays during lunchtime. So those ladies that come to get the food will go home, have enough food to feed their family for the week. And at least that day, she can fix a nice, healthy meal for herself and she can feed herself so she can take care of her family.
Wow. Wow. I mean, I can tell you personally, I have been in situations where I didn't have a place to lay my head, but I always had food. Food was never an issue for me ever in life. And so this is just so devastating to hear that a mother's having to scrape the leftover food that the kids didn't want to eat. That wow. So when people are buying tickets to this concert, they're helping to fund food for people who are having a hard time.
That is so true. I have one story. This story sticks out I really have two. I'm going to tell you two stories that really stick out of what the funding of this event is going to do. There was this guy. I said, hey, man, I'm looking for to find out, just to do a little testimony in the video of why you're here and what this ministry does for you. He was so excited. Say, sure, Reverend Thomas, I love to tell people what you've done for me. I'm like, okay, I'm thinking of feeding me. He's like, no, what you done for me? So I kind of humbled myself and said, oh, okay, share with us what I did for you. He said, you stopped me from going in the store stealing food. Not only stealing food, but stealing. Because I used to go to the store to steal food to eat. And by me doing that enhanced me to go in the stores just to steal. But now while you're giving me enough food to eat, I do not go in the store and steal food. I haven't stole nothing in almost a year. That's what you did for me with this program. That's one story. Another story was this lady, she has 7 kids. She come there to get food. And you know, I'm speaking to everybody as much as I can. This is when this first started, before it was 2,300 people. So she said that she had 7 kids. She was living on people's couch because her parents put her out because she had more than one baby daddy. So she would stay with people for a few months, got to find somewhere to live. So she said that she didn't have nowhere to stay. So one day she was there with her kid in the stroller and her baby that was walking that wasn't able to go to school yet. She got her food. She looked down at her son. And she said, honey, you can eat today. That tore me up. My first thought was, if he can eat today, when was the last time he ate? Those are the stories that we get. This lady We pray with her. We talk with her. I always took a hold of her, and just not, physically, but just mentally and praying with her. She mm-hmm. ended up getting her own place, getting a car, getting a job. Now she comes back and she volunteers with us every chance she can when she's not working on Mondays.
Wow.
That's a story that's happening with the feeding program that we're doing. That's what your funds is going to support. More people like this. We're not just feeding people, we're changing lives.
Now, there's going to be some people watching this in the replay, as this is going to be going on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, a bunch of different places. So how can people support the ministry to help fight hunger, after the concert has passed?
Okay, after the concert has passed, you can reach out to me and I can give you all of our donating platforms that you can donate to the Sunrise Community Christian Church Neighborhood Feeding Program. Sunrise Community Christian Church Neighborhood Feeding Program. All your donations go to the feeding program. And you can also go to Live Live Entertainment. That's LiveEntertainment.com. LiveLiveEntertainment.com. You can find me, you can reach me. You can send your donations there, and I direct you to the nonprofit, which is the church, to send your donations there. When you come to the event, we have flyers with our barcode on it for your donations, and that's how you can donate to our feeding program. But most importantly, we really would like for you to pray for us also. But we do need your financial support, because we thank the Lord that last year the food bank gave us a 20-foot box truck to allow us to pick up more and more food. So we have a truck now to pick up more and more food. So
that's awesome. Yes. So you're feeding 2,300 people a week?
Every single Monday. We started feeding 31, and we have 20 to 40 new families every single week, and we only passed out flyers one time. 5 or 6 years ago, we passed our flyers that one time. Now it's word of mouth. 2,300 people. We give away backpacks, school supplies, toys. This year we gave away turkeys. During Christmas, we give away gift boxes with a $10 gift card in it. We give you 4 or 5 different meats, fresh vegetables, fresh produce. We give you eggs, we give you milk, we give you cheese, we give you fruit, strawberries, cherries. Yes, we just really give you the food that you go in the store and it's right there. The same item, same packaging, same wrapping, and it's never a cost to anyone. We give you enough food to feed a family of 4 for at least 2 weeks.
Wow. That's incredible. So tell me, how did you get the sons of the legendary Motown Temptations to headline this concert?
Well, everything starts with God. Prayer is the key to everything. Yet, as I stated earlier, I grew up in Detroit, and I used to go to David Ruffin's house and play with David Ruffin Jr. We grew up together, we played together, and the Temptations would go in the garage and they would rehearse. So through the years, I was always looking for David Ruffin Jr. And when I came to California, I found him, and we just reconnected just recently before I put this concert together. And so I told him I wanted him to come and do a concert for me, with me, to help raise money for our feeding program. And he said yes. So he was the first one added to the show. And then I started reaching out to my friends in Detroit to see if I can get in touch with the other Temptations. The only one left is Otis Williams. So I reached out to him during COVID. He wasn't performing anymore. And then I found out that Paul Williams had a son, Paul Williams Jr., and he was doing the Temptations. So I reached out to Paul Williams Jr., whose birthday is the day before mine. I put him on the show, and that's how we got the Sons of the Legends of the Temptations. And then just recently added is Gerald Leonard Jr., the one that sings the song Silent Night. Everyone thinks it's Eddie Kendricks, but that's Gerald Leonard Jr. And then the prison doctor, his father is Eli Fontaine, started the dramatics, did the saxophone music and all the Motown sound. He's from Detroit. He's my cousin. So I had him on the show. David Ruffin was on the show. I got in touch with Paul Williams through his manager. So now that's the Temptations, David Ruffin Jr., and the prison doctor. That's how I got all the Sons of the Legends of the Temptations on the show. And also a special treat is Daryl Strawberry, the baseball player, is going to be there also, speaking about his transformation from drinking and drugging to how he found Christ.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So this is just an awesome event. And can you please just share with the people how they can purchase tickets, support the ministry, and just learn more about what you're doing, Reverend Thomas?
I would love to. Please, by all means, if you have Eventbrite, you can go to Eventbrite and punch in Sons of Legends, and you will see our concert there. You can purchase tickets from Eventbrite, Sons of Legends, or you can go to the website at liveliveentertainment.com and purchase all your tickets through the website, because we know that Ticketmaster has a lot of issues and we just don't want to give them our money. We want to support the local mom and pop shops. And I am a local business owner, veteran owned. Go to liveliveentertainment.com. You can get all your tickets there on the home page, on the event page. That's liveliveentertainment.com. And you can find my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube pages from the website. Please go to the website, see what we're doing, look at our past stories. You can see a lot of the accolades that I got from the city officials for the work I'm doing in their city. We got stories to tell. And for those that know about Orange County, there was a school, this is a free nugget, there was a school that had a Confederate soldier as their mascot. Savannah High School, Savanna High School in Anaheim. You can look up Savannah High School mascot controversy and you will see me and my two sons, we got that mascot changed. Confederate soldier mascot, we got it changed about 5 years ago, right here in Orange County. Yes, a school had a Confederate soldier as their mascot. We got it changed. And this is the stuff that we're doing in the world today.
5 years ago.
5 years ago. I think it was 2017, but it's all over the internet.
Well, I'm just really grateful that you took the time to step by the SEO Queen Tech Show and speak with me. And before we sign off, I want to ask, like, because this is a tech show, I want to bring it back to the technology. I want to say, what are three things that you would recommend for business owners to do to leverage technology to grow their business? Three things
I would say for you to leverage your business through technology. I really want to say four things, if that's okay. I want to say
that's four. Okay, go ahead.
The first thing, hire Z Scott. That's first. That is first.
I did not pay him to say that, but continue.
You hire Z Scott first. The other three things, you're going to have to find out about your pictures. You got to find out about your taglines. You got to find out how to maneuver through social media. That could take years, months of getting it wrong before you got it right. It could take thousands of dollars to get it wrong before you learn you can spend hundreds. So therefore, we're busy. Let's go to these meetings. Let's go talk to these mayors and congressmen. Oh, and Josh Newman, Senator Josh Newman is coming to the event. Let's go connect with people, build up our personal relationships, and let's leave this social media to the SEO queen, Z Scott, because she got it down packed. And let's do something else. I want to talk to the mayor. I want to meet the governor. I want to go tell somebody, get rid of that mascot. This social media, it's got my head spinning. Hire Z Scott. That's my four things. I'm sorry.
All right, Reverend Thomas. I did not pay him to say that, but you're listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show. This is a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through leveraging search engine optimization and technology. This podcast is for entrepreneurs and businesses of all sizes. We are broadcast worldwide on the Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Please follow us online at SEOQueen.com and all social networks at the SEO Queen. And make sure you follow us on Instagram at the SEO Queen. Now, keep in mind, we do have some things coming up. Lady Z will be on the program for the Sons of Legends concerts. Lady Z just is fresh from performing 3 times in France. So you want to make sure that you catch Lady Z on the stage at Sons of Legends. In addition, you want to make sure you tap into the Algorithm Magazine. The Algorithm Magazine is thealgorithmmagazine.com. I'm not going to spell it because my sister's a little tired. But if you go there, you can purchase a copy and it should be coming out very, very soon, mailed to you. We're in the final edit and it will be out. And the SEO Queen is on the cover. And so you definitely want to check out the very detailed tutorial on SEO on how to get more traffic from search engines to your website. So in addition to the Sons of Legend concert, the Algorithm Magazine, you also want to make sure you tune in to the SEO Queen Tech Show. We're broadcast on Bashani Radio. We're really excited about working with the Bashani Radio and keeping it going in 2024. Now, the SEO Queen Tech Show is celebrating, we celebrate 7 years of podcasting. Amen. So God is good. We're really excited. And stay tuned for more great content. Thank you so much. And until next time.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. When traffic's gonna explode, it's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. No traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.